Yes, it was. I had Manishtanam. There was a question of not what is the significance of these mitzvahs, but why am I doing these mitzvahs? I know that this is cheres and this is avdus, but why am I doing a zechul cheres? Why am I doing a zechul avdus? And that was the pshat. Now he goes into the next thing that we know that there's a concept when you're saying about we're talking about Mitzvah, we know there's a concept called Maschil Gvnos Messiah Mishvach. This is a concept that you're supposed to start with the bad and end with the good. It's not enough to talk about the good. You have to talk about the bad as well. So the simple reason is because you can only appreciate the good when you understand what it was coming to address. Right? But the Maral, interestingly, says a whole nother reason why you would want to explain the bad in order to appreciate the good. Not just because, oh, well, I can't really appreciate it because I don't know what I was like without it. He says an example. Says that what happens if it's raining outside and there happens to be that there's a fire? So the rain will put out the fire, right? But the rain had nothing to do with the fire. It didn't come because of the fire. It happened to be that it rains, right? But what happens if somebody came to put out the fire? Then you appreciate much more because the purpose of that water was specifically for the purpose of putting out the fire. So he says basically that if we would not have talked about the gnos, we could have thought that perhaps the yitzia was punked. Wasn't coming to address our issue. Wasn't coming to address our chesaron. So memela we want in order to Mikra. It's more like a mikra. Now, I don't know what that would mean exactly, but it would have just come as a chesed from Hashem, but not for the purpose of saving us. So there's a dual purpose in the geula. One is the geula itself, but also Hashem had a specific thing that he saw us suffering. And he took us out to address our suffering, which is not like other Mefarshim. They want to say that that's not the case. That's what he says. Now, and he goes on to explain how you find many times that the more you explain the other side, the better you appreciate it, you understand it. Okay. Now, there's a Yidua Machlokes. What is the Gnos that we're discussing?
Ravish.
Is it Rav Shmuel? Is it the spiritual? Chesaron, or is it the physical chesaron? And we end up discussing both of them.
Gnus, it's called.
Yeah, the gnus is like the negative, the what we're missing. Okay, and then he explains what that machlokes is, but it's okay. Now, everyone agrees that really it was both. There was a physical part to the geula, and there was a spiritual part to the geula. There was no machlokes about that. The question just when you want to come in and specify and analyze it, you want to know which one came first or which one is the ikar, that's where that's the machlokes. Okay, now let's go analyze the words. It says, Avodah Mayinu. So what is a Yad Chazaka and what is a Zroya Netuya? So he just says, "Ilu shtei dvarim b'Yad Chazaka v'Zroya Netuya yesh l'parash kasher hikach Hakadosh Baruch Hu oisam ha'yizeh b'Yad Chazaka." The actual strength of the Makkah was Yad Chazaka, and the fact that the Makkah worked to get us out of Mitzrayim, that was the Zroya Netuya. Why? Because Yad Chazaka symbolizes the strength of the Makkah. The Zroya Netuya says it's still there. It's like Yadar Netuya Aleinu that he has held his hand there for long enough to make sure that we get out of Mitzrayim. So again, this dual point. There was one point to punish the Egyptians, and there was another point to take us out of Mitzrayim. And it needed to be Nimshach, it needed to be continuous in order that it's not just enough to hit him once, and not just enough to hit him twice. You have to hit him enough times that eventually it will be so continuous. And he would eventually let us go. So that's the Yad Chazaka. That's Zorin Netuya. Others say Yad Chazaka is within Teva, Zorin Netuya is out of Teva. So it needed both. It needed the maka and it needed the hemshechan of the maka. Now, va'oida. Kiruim hayu Yisrael lias avodim b'Mitzrayim, v'roi hayu paroi lias melech m'shabim b'Yisrael. There was two parts to this. One is that they were in Egypt, and one that Paro was the king. And he says that each one of those required a separate power. Because Sherotzach Hashem Baruch Hu loitzi Yisrael Mitzrayim hayu oimid neged zeh ha'avdus Yisrael Yisrael v'malchus shapar. Really, the status of Klal Yisrael was such that they were eligible. They were roi according to their stat, where they were spiritually. They deserve to be slaves, actually. And Paro actually deserved to be the king. So Hashem had to kind of change nature a little bit over here. So he says, Avadim Paro, even though we were Avadim, we were Avadim. We were Taka supposed to be Avadim. We were Roy to be Avadim. The Paro. And we were Paro, and he was Roy to be the king. And Hashem had to go against both of those points. Okay. So he brings a mashal here. Let's say you have a stone which is very strongly wedged into the ground.
One thing the guy didn't want.
Evan Shumashukabarts again. Tzarek beis dvarim. Ha'echad lakor Evan. U'cheneged zeh sheyoshev lo ve'ein rotz laniach likach lo shom. Hu lo yitiyad lo la'ayim o shalei ya'akev. This, for example, yeah. Says this, the mashal is, let's say there's a big stone in the ground and there's somebody, big guy, sitting on it. He doesn't want you to take it out. And you want to remove the stone from the ground. So you need two things. You need, first of all, the strength to take the stone out of the ground. But at the same time, you also need to be able to fend off the big guy who's trying to make sure that you don't do it. So he says those are really two things. Yad Chazaka is the strength to do the Yitzias Mitzrayim, take us out. And the Zeruya and the Tuya is that, on the other hand, is they're pushing off Paroi that he shouldn't be able to stop us. There's a constant, like, Paroi's trying to stop us from taking us out, taking us out, and Hashem had to push that off. Okay? And he says this is the mashmois in the pasuk. Okay. I mean, he's trying to explain every single term over here.
That muscle doesn't even fit with how it just explained for the
Right.
Chazaka and then to you.
Why?
Because you said Yad Chazaka was the,
With the
it's the
maka.
reverse. Yeah.
Well, the Akazoka is the strength
Got it.
itself, and the Zerah Netuya is the consistency.
I mean, the maka
And
was to take him out of Mitzvah. The makas were in order to take him out of
right, and then
Mitzvah.
the Zerah Netuya is to affect Paroi from stopping and getting in the way, because he had to deal with him separately. I don't know what the significance. Okay.
I don't know why you need a mashal for that. It's not a very hard
Complicated.
concept to
What?
grasp. It's not a very hard concept to grasp. Yeah, but I don't know. I'm not sure what the.
But I didn't even get the mashal.
Meaning, what's the mashal adding exactly?
Right.
That's what I
Yeah, I had a hard time with this paragraph. He starts explaining the next thing. Let's go into the next concept, introduce it, because it's con that this concept is very deep. We'll introduce it, and I'm not here tomorrow, but Tuesday we'll get back to this concept. The concept he wants to explain is, what about the next few words in the paragraph? So, Avadim Ayinu Lepare. We were Avadim. We were Tepare. Mitzrayim. Yetzir Hashem Regem. Yer Chazaka was to take us out. Uzur Netuya was against Pare. So the avadim ayinu lepare is the yam chazaka was to take us out and not be avadim, and against the paro was the zurnatuya. Okay, what? Ve'ilu, what? And if Hashem would not have taken us out, we would still be stuck there. What's that concept? So here is where he gets into a deep concept. He says, "Ain't a pirish k'mosh a pirish u'bazeshim loy hoytzeh kodesh baruchas of saying time hayinu anachnu v'neinu 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 shabadu atzev kol daris." It doesn't mean literally that if Hashem did not take us out, we would still be there. Why can't Shafi loyatu always after Labanim lotzis idea kodesh baruch hu? V'lamayim loy hoytzeh of saying ari anu v'neinu. Maybe we would have done it at a different time. How do you know? Avla pirish loy toymar. Shav shai sa itzai de kodesh baruch hu. Efshe v'yachul liyay sa itzai de acham b'doris ha-boyim. Ein zakein. Shim loy osa kodesh baruch hu. Zdavar zeh shah itzai yosam itzayim. Al toymar shai sa itzai efshe ha-idei zula asayim. Ela yinu anu v'nein m'shubadim. Uma shaloy omar ki im loy itzai kodesh baruch hu. Zavuz. It's not about the Avos, it's about us. In other words, the point here is not that if Hashem didn't take our forefathers, we would still be there. The point what he's saying is, if Hashem didn't do the Yitzhiyah, we would still be there. It has to be done by Hashem. That's the bigger point. Now, why does it have to be done by Yidei Hashem? Ilu lehoi te kodesh baruch hu zav sinim mitzayim ba'atzmai, we would still be there. Why? So he says, v'mash lehoi yachol latzis ki ima yidei ha-kodesh baruch hu hu dover amoik. This is a very deep concept. And basically, the concept he starts introducing is that we were not completely born yet. And Yetzias Mitzrayim was part of our birth. And Hashem is, you cannot have a birth without Hashem. Hashem was one of the shutfim in every birth. Every person that's born has a father and mother, and then Hashem has to put in the neshama. If Hashem would not have been part of the Yetzias Mitzrayim process, it's like having a birth without Hashem. It's like you can't have the birth of a nation without a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And therefore, if Hashem would not be part of it, it would not be possible to have Yetzias Mitzrayim because we would be missing one of the main core ingredients of the birth of the nation. So it's not just a Yetzia, it's the birth of the nation. So let's elaborate more on this on what Tuesday in Mirtzah. It is the concept I was going to say, okay? So, okay.
Thank you.
Hard.